Usually bright fall foliage is a sort of last hurrah before winter blows in, but this year, a dry summer has taken some of the glow out of autumn leaves. Lack of water causes trees to lose their leaves early, and a drought sometimes deprives trees of a certain chemical that produces especially vibrant colors. Bob Rouse is with the National Arborist Association in Manchester, New Hampshire.
What tends to happen when to fall colors when we have a drought is the trees go into a defensive mode and they start shutting down some of their processes early. And so they stop making chlorophyll, they start going into a dormant phase, and you start seeing fall coloration a little bit earlier than you normally would, which can be nice, but what happens later on is that the whole process sort of gets flattened out, so you really don't get to the point where you have brilliant fall colors.
So instead of orange and red and yellow, you're getting what?
Well, you will get some of the orange, reds, and yellows because those are produced by a pigment called carotenoids. But what you lose is the real brilliant reds and the purples that are produced by a pigment called anthocyanin. And the anthocyanins are kind of the temp workers of the leaf world, you could say. They are produced in cell sap when you have a high concentration of sugar. And since you don't have that, you really lose those brilliant reds and the real nice purples. And that's really what will be missing in areas of the country where there's a drought.
This is going to hurt tourism.
Well, probably a yes or a no to that. A lot of people go every year, and certainly in some areas like up here in northern New England, you need to make your arrangements ahead of time. So those people will be going up, and you still get a pretty good display of color, and it remains to be seen what will happen. It probably will have some effect on day trippers, people who go at the spur of the moment, because the word gets around pretty quickly what the fall coloration is for the year once it starts happening. In areas where there's been adequate rainfall, what you hope for is bright light, because that helps decompose the chlorophyll. You also hope for cool temperatures, because the cool temperatures help encourage the production of the anthocyanins, which produce the real brilliant reds and purples. So that's what you hope for at this point.
Bob Rouse is a staff arborist with the National Arborist Association.